Morning.
Lots of people saying hello on the text.
Oh, hello, people on text.
Laura and Benji have been on off of the Cotswolds.
Oh,
I imagine a lot of your demographic are in the Cotswolds. They are, a lot of the fans, I reckon they are. They've been on to say hello. They're very excited about the show. Also, what are your plans for Christmas? He's just told us, Benji and Laura.
Going to India.
It's going to India. Hello.
Come with.
Hello. Hello to Alexandra in Manchester, who says, Nick, please have Dougie B say my name in that sexy voice. Alexandra in Manchester. Would you like some echo?
Is it just Alexandra? Is that her name?
Yeah, Johnson Alexandra. Okay.
Hi, Alexandra. It's Douglas Booth. And I just want to say hello.
It is good, isn't it? It is good. It's a good voice.
Available for voiceover work now.
Do you want to do some voiceover work?
Do I want to?
Yeah. Get a bit of cash in for Christmas.
A bit of cash in, yeah.
Yeah, might as well, yeah. What would be up for? Toilet duck?
Toilet duck.
Anything, really. Up for it. Right, we have questions to talk about because, or things to talk about, because Pride and Prejudice and Zombies sounds like something that you would make up, but this is actually happening. This is real.
This is real. So in the UK, people get a bit confused because they're so precious about the source material, as they should be, because it's an amazing book and a very important book in for women's literature. But this was actually, it's a very big book in America. It was on the New York Times bestseller, very, very popular. They all know it over there, and not so much over here. Lots of people do, but and. So it's been around for a while. They've been trying to adapt it for a while because it's just such a great read.
Yeah.
And so David O. Russell, who did Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle, so he did the original draft of the script. It was brilliant. And then Burr Steer, our wonderful director, came on and did another draft and brought it to life in a really fun way.
When did you do this? Because I remember seeing pictures of this.
About a year ago. So you finished it a year ago.
Is that quite weird when you've done something a year ago and then A year later, you've got to start talking about it.
But it's story of my life. Do you know what I mean?
That's what happens.
That's just what happens. Everything's like in a year cycle, really.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's really good fun. Lily James from Cinderella and Downton Abbey. She's playing Liz Bennett. You've got Sam Riley, the wonderful Sam Riley from Control, playing Darcy. You've got Matt Smith from Doctor Who fame, playing Parson Collins. Charles Dance again, Lena Headey from Game of Thrones. It's
good
brilliant.
Crew.
And it's really fun. It's great because it's actually. You have these great, powerful group of women coming and kicking butt.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what word I was allowed to say there.
It was definitely a look to Fifi's butt. Okay, Fifi.
That's fine.
But it's fine.
Moving on.
Okay.
Anyway, but it's wonderful because in films, it's the guys that are doing all the kick-ass stuff. And actually, in this film, you have this amazing group of young girls that are just doing the most awesome stunts and the most wonderful zombie killing. And it's really cool.
Is it really good classy?
It sounds really B-movie-ish, but I promise you it's not. It's shot beautifully. Remy, who's the DOP, is one of the best DOPs in the world. And it's just, it's gorgeous and fun, and it's like a really fun ride. So I think, and it's tonally, people find it hard to understand what it's going to be until they actually see it. But when they see it, it's great. Matt Smith in it, by the way, is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. It's
really?
So
because you're not
funny.
Being biased because you are friends with him.
No, I'm not. I am friends with him, but I literally just sat there like laughing. Vic, my publicist is here with me. We sat there at a screening yesterday and I just literally was just in my seat laughing the whole way through. It's so funny. It's great. It's got action, romance, because all the beats from the original Pride and Prejudice hold up. It's like really, the romance is still there and Sam and Lily, that love story is great, and also the love story between me and Bella Heathcote is great too. So, yes.
I really like this blurb on the synopsis. It says, casting aside personal and social prejudices, Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy must unite on the blood-soaked battlefield to rid the country of the zombie menace and discover their true love for one another.
Aww.
Isn't that amazing? That really does have everything.
There you go.
Really, really does. Do you get to do some real life, not real life, because it's acting and also we don't want to do a real life murder, but did you get to do cool, horrible, bloody zombie scenes?
A little bit of stuff. I had a couple of grenades that I threw at, not grenades, but thingies that I threw at Nick's face. Nick's looking at me very funny because I put a bag onto the table because I've got Christmas presents.
Have you actually?
Yeah, so
this
thought,
is awkward.
No,
I bought you a microphone.
It's not. It's just because I thought I'd get your whole.
Don't say grenades and then say Christmas presents.
Okay, No, so Tina, I've got everyone really nice.
Actually,
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I've got really nice chocolate truffles and salted caramels for you as well. Here you go.
They're posh chocolates.
Really posh. But Nick, I thought maybe you didn't want that because you're off the chocolate, aren't you? You're not eating the chocolate.
So I'm not eating dairy.
I'm not
doing sugar or dairy. I want to look like Douglas Booth by 18th of December.
So I got you this. So, here's that. And there's something else, but this is the main one.
I'm concerned to open this. Do I want to open this?
Yeah, you can.
Yes.
Yeah? Are you sure? Is this going to be something... Yeah.
I've checked.
Have you... you've checked?
I've checked that it's okay.
And it's okay to open on air?
Yeah.
Okay, so should I open this now?
Yeah, open it.
Is this a horrible
joke? Don't get
too
excited. Don't big up too much. But I just literally... It gave me a giggle, so I got it.
Now, who wrapped this? Was this your mum?
It wasn't me because I'm not very good at rapping.
Douglas gets his mum to wrap up presents.
She's actually in Dorset right now, so right. She didn't. Vic, my publicist, wrapped it for me.
Can I also tell everyone that when Douglas goes on holiday...
Yeah, when I go on holiday, my mum comes and packs for me. I'm just...
Yes.
Yeah.
No way. Yes.
I'm 23, yes. But I'm used to sit it, and it's crumpled. And she comes and does it with tissue paper, and it's just
what? Yes. Tissue paper.
Also, his mum makes him in the lead up to Glastonbury a little vitamin package every day to get him strong for Glastonbury. Oh, my mum is like, you go to Glastonbury, that's your problem. See you later.
Trying to embarrass me as much as possible before you open this, embarrassed.
I just think it's very, very sweet. Okay, here we go. Oh. Colour Me Good, the unofficial colouring book of Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Just what I wanted.
So I thought when you're struggling to get to sleep late at night, you can just sort of lie there and sort of fill him in.
Okay.
Good work,
Dougie. We can do that later on. It's a really nice gift. And what's the... Can I open this?
The other one is not quite as funny, but I thought it's good for... Especially after the Christmas party.
Oh, that is good. Britney survived 2007. You can handle today. That is a great message.
So that's a mug, so you can have that for...
Oh, we'll have that. Thank you.
Post-Christmas parties.
Okay, that is a true saying that I need today.
With all my love.
I think
everyone else enjoyed the nice chocolate.
Did you like your presents?
Yeah.
Yes, it's really...
We didn't get Douglas anything.
Trust me, your presence is enough. Your presence is my presence.
A film and a telly program.
Exactly.
Yeah, multimedia stuff there.
There you go.
That was two inches the price of one.
There we go.
Yeah, so you plugged two things there. Thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
And your presence.
Thank you.
And come back and see us soon, please.
I will do.
Do you want to hear a Christmas song or do you want to hear Adele?
Oh,
I think we want Christmas.
I think Christmas.
No offense, Adele.
Yeah, everyone. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas,
have a great
everybody.
Christmas. Bye-bye.
We're going to play The Waitresses, and I love this. And my friend the other day said this is a rubbish one.
Okay. I don't know which one that is.
This one is... I think this is a tune. I think this is a good one. Anyway, Dougie B, round of applause to Douglas.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Douglas. Watching Boxing Day, 9 p.m. on BBC One.